honoring our military, celebrating our graduates, election results, a special award, and new opportunities all made up the month of May with this reflection back to 2025. I'm Melissa Patrick. Memorial Day in Holmes County is a time where citizens remember those who have given the ultimate sacrifice, and they gathered in cemeteries across the county to pay their respects, including in Millersburg, Sugar Creek, and Walnut Creek. Speakers would recite names in Flanders Field, the Gettysburg Address, and speaking about what Memorial Day is and why it's important.
Today, we honor them. And this is a quote. This is the day we pay homage to all those who didn't come home. This is not a day of celebration. It is a day of solemn contemplation over the cost of freedom.
A time to honor the fallen. It's a renewal of strength after a long winter. They must have imagined flowers in bloom representing those we've lost in battles here and in almost every continent across the world.
Seniors at the area high schools celebrated the next step in their future with graduations. Highland, Garraway, and West Holmes would all have class leaders speak about anxiety, stress, challenges, memories, and the future, encouraging their fellow classmates to take the next step and lead into the future.
God has been so gracious to us in general. Our class is full of people who are remarkably talented. We have left our mark academically as students committed to integrity and hard work. Our athletic programs have thrived by the leadership and work ethic of the athletes here today. We've been blessed with so many artistic people who have created beautiful things daily in our art and music programs and beyond. Throughout the years, we've been blessed with relationships and encouraged to build up those around us. I have always been so proud and so thankful to be a part of this group of amazing people. And I know the talents and characters we've developed over our time here will carry on well beyond graduation.
Our grades, our achievements, or even our struggles here do not determine who we will become. The sky is the limit, and we end. And we have the power to shape our own future, whether we follow the path of higher education, enter the workforce, or pursue the passion we have not yet fully explored. Our potential is limitless. What truly matters is dedication, resilience, and ambition we carry forward.
When you triumph over your doubt, both big and small, those are what shape your mental gallery. Those are the moments that define you. So go out into the world and be triumphant. Don't sit around and reminisce about the good old days. Go make new memories to fill your library before it's too late.
There would be one statewide issue and two school levies on the May ballot, and only just over 6% of Holmes County voters would vote. Holmes County approved Issue 2 to continue to provide bonds for roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. The whole state would also agree to approve. The Loudonville levy and bond would fail, and Wayndale would pass. Board members from the Holmes County Senior Center would meet with the Holmes County Commissioners about getting on the November ballot, saying they've adjusted some things to try and cut costs, and thanks to some donations, they're functioning, but without the passage of a levy, things are looking tough.
We're going to ask for $500,000 this year just to keep us operational. Just knowing what the food cost is going up, I think we've went the last 3 years $50,000 more increase. Right now, we're still having a little bit of problems even getting the things that we need come and go. Whatever they have is what we get. What our biggest focus is this year, what me and Wes have been doing, is just going out and talking to the community. That's physically been going out and talking to them. Main goal for the levy is just to keep us operational. So it's anywhere from $500,000 to $600,000 to keep us operational. I did drop the routes down to two drivers, got one driver left, I just didn't hire another one. So we just kind of halved them out to two drivers, so we have an east route and a west route, and then my kitchen staff, one is going out and delivering in town. So we kind of cut a little bit back there, but with the deficit we're working with, it's not a big difference.
Larry Lewis Clark was awarded the Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award from the FAA with a small reception honoring him. Clark would be the youngest pilot to receive his license in Holmes County in 1970. This award would recognize the track record of safety that Clark has had in the over 50 years he's been flying.
When asked about this Master Pilot Award, he said that growing up, he often felt that people didn't really think he'd amount to much, and that receiving the Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award is affirmation that with encouragement and support from family and friends and mentors like you all, we can really do great things. Each one of you has had a part in that tonight. And he expressed that to me. He said, the greatest thing this year, I don't really care about the award. I really wanted to have the dinner here tonight because these are the people that have had the most impact on me in my career.
You know, aviation's a small community. It's kind of like, you know, your local bridge club. Everybody knows everybody. So, you know, you might be in California and you'll say, hey, George, I just saw you in Chicago. You know? So it's been a great profession. I don't give it up as long as I keep getting my medical, which I have so far, no changes. So I'm doing well.
The end of April Millersburg Village Council meeting would approve to have a DORA in Millersburg. This approval was the last piece needed to send the application to the state, with preparations starting for when the state gives the okay to commence DORA.
With ordinance approving an application for a designated outdoor refreshment area, DORA, and establishing a DORA in the village of Millersburg. Are there any questions? We have a motion to approve.
Make a motion.
Second.
Aye.
A public open house was held to share the study results of the intersection of State Route 39, 557, and County Road 201. This was also a time for the public to give their thoughts and opinions and ideas on the opinions. The project is slated for 2028.
We will take this feedback from the public and look at it, and we will come up with the final alternative for the project, and that we'll have that by, I think, July of this year. And then we'll move forward, and construction will be in 2028.
We looked at a number of different solutions, including adding exclusive turn lanes, installing signals, or constructing roundabouts, among other things. So, first off, the purpose and need, any kind of project like this has a purpose and need, and it's really kind of the reason for why we're doing this. So the purpose statement is to mitigate crashes and reduce congestion at those two intersections. And then the two big need elements are, number one, safety, reducing particularly fatal and serious injury crashes, and then also alleviating congestion and improving level of service.
And the truck driver that triggered the chain reaction crash with a bus, killing 3 Tuskegee Valley students, a teacher, and 2 chaperones, and injured more, was convicted of vehicular homicide. He was found guilty of 6 misdemeanor counts of the vehicular homicide, but found not guilty of a felony aggravated vehicular homicide. He would face a maximum sentence of 18 months. With this reflection back to 2025, I'm Melissa Patrick.